Open for Business is brought to you by Aggressive Marketing Solutions, your solution for all business social media marketing needs. If you need a creative team and marketing strategist to build your brand on social media, visit aggressive.com today. Aggressive.com. How's it going, everybody? This is another episode of Open for Business Live. My name is Christian Hill, your host, CEO of Aggressive Marketing Solutions. The show is brought to you by Aggressive Marketing Solutions. So any business social media needs that you're hoping to accomplish, problems with posting on a daily basis or producing creative content, and you need a whole team to do that for you, Aggressive Marketing Solutions is the source for solving those problems. Today's episode of Open for Business, we have an awesome, awesome guest, Ryan Baxter. He is the CEO of Modern Auto Services here in Fruitland, Idaho. He's 31 years old, and we're excited to have him on this show to talk about business development, marketing, customer service, success, things like that. He is a walking symbol of success, and everyone wishes that they were him, a young entrepreneur with a successful business. And so we're happy to have Ryan here, giving you some good intro talk right there. Ryan, how you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. I'm excited to do this. Never done something like this, so should be good.
Sweet. It's pretty easy. All you need to do is be yourself and tell us all about your successes and maybe some authentic stuff and struggles that maybe you've gone through and how you've overcome those things. So let me just start out by asking you, how did you start your business? You have a very successful auto service company. How did that start? What was the beginnings for that?
Yeah, kind of random starting. So when I started school, I didn't have much background in automotive. I planned to go and study to become a vet, and decided to take a couple automotive classes, an entrepreneurial business class, and my first semester of school, and it was just a good fit. So through school, I studied automotive technology. So I have a bachelor's in automotive technology and a minor in business. I worked at a couple shops through school and got a lot of good hands-on experience. And then, I was ready. As I was getting close to graduating, I was ready to put this all into action and realized that, man, it is tricky to get somebody to fund a startup. So, I had options if I wanted to buy a shop, I could get funding on that, but just starting something from the ground up, as much as I wanted to plan and present, there wasn't much of an option there. So, I started working for another shop shortly out of college here in Fruitland, and then just decided, it was too tricky to get something going. So I was a sales rep for NAPA for a couple of years. I kind of left the service side of the industry and did that, and spent time working with shop owners in the Boise area, and it kind of got my excitement going again. And so I had kind of a creative my first job when I was 11, that boss had some land, and the land that our building's on today. So they didn't own or carry. And I, I had to get a little creative with how to fund everything. But once I made a plan of how to do it, then, it was just a matter of getting it together. So, we started that process early 2016, and, our building, we were in it January of 17. So, there were some delays there, some strain as I left my job and didn't even have ground broken on this yet. It was a little tricky, but it's been really awesome getting it going.
Man, that's super cool. That is super cool. That's like the dream story, man, that you well, I think that's the typical story, is you go to college for something else, first going in with a different plan, and you come out with something way different than you originally planned. And then you take it to the next level and start a business. That's super cool. So good on you. What is when you first started out, you broke ground, you built the building, you day one, opening day, how did you get people to show up?
It was a little bit interesting. So we actually started, so January of 17, during snowpocalypse, is when we got going. I had we actually officially started our business August of 2016. I had planned to be in a functional building by then, but that didn't work out. So I actually worked out of my sister's garage for the first little bit, and it was freezing cold because that was this crazy winter. So we had like a wood stove in there, and I had one employee. And initially, a big part of what we did was going out to businesses. So I put like a menu together, basically, and I went to, you know, St. Luke's and St. Al's and, you know, anywhere where you had, you know, 10 or more people in a building, and just said, hey, this is what we do. We're willing to pick up and deliver your car. We had a loaner vehicle that I got that really helped facilitate that early on. And then, you know, just a lot of like social media awareness. The thing I didn't expect, like I had a lot of marketing events. I didn't realize how much people watch construction projects. So, I mean, we still get it that, you know, 2 years after the building was built, you know, oh, I saw that building. I was always wondering what it was. And then they finally found it. Other businesses that I've been in, you know, we've painted the building, we've done all these things, and you're trying to describe someone where your business is on the main drag, and they're like, they can't find it, but construction people watch it. And so, we got a lot of just excitement off of that.
Yeah, that's super cool. So in the very beginning, you really were just putting your feet on the ground and going out and passing out these menus that you're talking about. Are you talking a physical piece of paper that you were doing?
Yeah. So we just made a cardstock, glossy cardstock thing with some of the basic services. Just kind of got out on foot and going around. Our really the purpose of that time, like, we definitely weren't profitable operating during that period. But the objective was, you know, get our systems down. So we have a lot of focus on our inspection process. We do a digital inspection. We have pictures of the vehicles. And so with that, there's a lot of working the kinks out and really getting something. It took a while to get something that worked well. And so a lot of that time was just spent getting systems down that we use today.
Wow. So you were out knocking doors. How many did you have to do in order to start seeing success with that?
Take advantage or disadvantage, however you want to look at it. I mean, we didn't have much capacity for work because we were in this little garage. And so we didn't have to have a ton of vehicles to stay busy, but for the most part, the service we were offering was so different that it was, you know, we'd walk into a building to pick up a vehicle and, you know, two or three other people would ask what we were doing there and ask if we had time and, you know, get their vehicle service. So it's in that environment, it really spread well. And, you know, you get testimonial word of mouth, and that's still a major way that we, you know, gain new customers.
Man, that's super cool. That's super cool. So as your business evolved, what did you start getting into as far as, so then your building got built and then you could start taking on some more vehicles. And then how did you start changing your marketing, or did you change your marketing at all?
Yeah. So, you know, I didn't have I had a lot of financial planning as far as the business goes, but not a whole lot of, you know, a procedure to execute and how to grow. And so, you know, when we had this new building with five bays, and it was still just me and one other employee, only two of those bays had lifts in them. And so basically we tried to fill that and grow it as quick as possible. And so a lot of it was just natural growth. I mean, I grew up in the area, so a lot of people knew me. So it was just that initial, we had a lot of people that came in. I think the key with that is, how do you keep those people? How do you give them a good enough experience that they're going to keep coming back and not just go back to what they were doing before?
For sure.
And so, you know, a lot of things went into, I mentioned that, you know, we really want to make the typical person that's not a motorhead, you know, that's not comfortable in a mechanic shop. We wanted to find ways to make them feel comfortable in the shop. And so things from like, we have a kids waiting area, or I mean a kids play area in the in our waiting area. We have windows out into the shop, so if you're sitting there, you can see your vehicle. It's not a mystery where it is. And then just in general, we try to be really open. We try to be clear with what we're doing. And then as far as marketing avenues, you know, I never really thought direct mail would be an effective method. But as far as getting new people in, it's like we get so bombarded in our email inboxes that it's hard to get people to open that stuff unless it's really awesome sometimes. But, you know, you put something in front of them with a good offer, it's been a good medium to get people in. I'm also part of a networking group in Ontario, a business networking group called BNI. And it's a referral networking group. So you build relationships with people. I refer a lot of people to them. They refer a lot of people to me. I started doing some more of these campaign type things. And then, you know, Facebook, I try to promote, you know, what makes us unique, what makes us different. I do a lot of posts on the certifications that our technicians get. And then just try to stimulate a lot of promotions and things through social media.
Okay. So what would you say is, I guess on a monthly basis or something, is the percentage of people coming from each avenue of marketing that you're doing?
Some of that stuff is kind of hard to track because you have what people, you know, we ask, you know, how did you find us? And a lot of times people think of the last contact point. So maybe they got some direct mail, but when they went to look for us, they Googled us and called us off Google. So some of that's a little bit hard to track, but we gain, and yeah, I don't know exact numbers, but target, you know, 50 to 60 new customers per month. That's our goal. And we get close to half of those off of our web presence. So Google, social media. I do a lot of efforts to, you know, ask people to leave us a review, leave us feedback. And so because of that, we have a lot more, I guess, street cred on, you know, on Google. We have a lot more people that shared their experience. And so, a lot of people reference that when they call in. And then social media has kind of transferred a little bit more to just branding and like trying to promote our focus and our core values. And then, we'll do it, you know, if the shop gets a little bit slow, we can run something on social media and we have enough of a following that, you know, the schedule can fill up in, you know, a matter of a few hours.
Wow. That's amazing. I have two questions that are kind of lingering is as far as like, building and running your business as a whole, is there some mentorship going on there that you were able to, or was it just all experience that you got from working in these other auto care companies that built you up to be able to be this successful entrepreneur that you are? Or do you have entrepreneurial mentors that have been helping you, or how's that been doing?
Yeah. So, I mean, one thing that was great is when I was a sales rep, I was in Boise. And so I commuted there every day. So I built these good relationships with shop owners there. And so when I started my business, I had them, and I also like wasn't stepping on their toes. I'm outside of their market. And so, that was a really good start for me. I'll be honest, you know, I kind of floundered for the first couple of years, especially like financially, like just trying to figure out how to track what I'm doing and how to interpret it. About a year ago, I joined a group, I first did a course, like a 12-week course, and then I joined this group, and it's a training company that they have groups, like a mastermind group. And so I've got in my group 16 jobs that I feel are phenomenal. I mean, they do it way better than me, and they're they're willing to share. You know, they give me ideas on how to market, how to operate, how to, you know, how to motivate your staff. And really the biggest thing is having systems in place, and how to create those systems so that you can give a consistent result in the way you want to.
Yeah. Could you explain a little further, like what those systems are specifically for you, and then how did you go about creating those and developing those systems? Did we lose him?
My speaker just went out.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
You're back. There we go. Nope, we're good. Am I back?
Yeah, you're back.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I sure can now. Okay, we're going to go with this. I don't know what just happened to my speaker, but okay. We're going to roll with it.
Yeah, we'll roll with it. Okay. We'll roll with it. So I just asked you, I don't know if you heard me, to talk a little bit more about the systems that you have in place for your business, and then how did you go about creating and developing those systems like you just talked about?
For sure. Yeah. So, I mean, I've got a long way to go as far as developing them goes, but you know, for the one, my current project that I'm working on is my marketing plan. So having a marketing calendar. And so in the past, you know, when it comes time to, I just kind of know whatever from the last few years that, okay, you know, we're a few months away from people starting to travel, family vacations and things like that. I need to start doing things now to advertise for those 3 months to target that. And it's, you know, and for instance, every year I've done some kind of a giveaway in the fall. So the first year we did like a rifle giveaway for hunting season. And then the next year I was ready to do it and was like, man, we're already in hunting season. Like, it doesn't do me any good to do this. So we gave away a shotgun, because then it's like bird season. But a lot of that timing is key. And so what I've been working on the last month or so is a calendar. So I've got every single marketing effort that I have for the year. I have when it's effective, when I need to submit things by. And so in that regard, instead of always being stressed about if I'm doing what I should be doing, I've got a plan. And I just, you know, this week I need to do this and this and this to keep me current on my overall plan. So that's the kind of system in that regard. But I mean, we have systems for, you know, when a vehicle comes in, we perform our inspection, we do things in a certain order, we send it to the customer, we send the customer the inspection to the customer, and you know, we give them 10 or 15 minutes to review it before we call them, so they've had a chance to look at it, no pressure, you know, come up with any questions that they may have, and then we can have a good discussion when we call them. So there's, I mean, I should have them for every aspect of the business, and I feel huge relief each time I get a system in place.
Wow, that's awesome. How long do you think it takes to come up with that idea for a system and then implement it?
You know, that's one cool thing about this group that I've joined, is there's times when I realize that I need, you know, maybe HR, maybe something employee related, I need this system. And I'll send an email out to our group, and, you know, five people will respond and say, here's my SOP, my standard operating procedure. And I mean, just like pretty freely open with the things that they've spent hours and hours and hours developing. So sometimes it's, you know, taking something that someone else has used and just making some tweaks and rolling with it and then adjusting it as we go. And sometimes it's, you know, I'm in the process of transitioning our inspection platform, and I mean, it's hours and hours and hours, and once we launch it, it will be continued hours and hours to really tune it and make sure it has a good interface to our customer and also a good interface for our staff.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So before, you talked about in the first year or so, you were floundering. And then was it the mastermind group that you've joined up and the courses that you took that really turned that into your more directed in your business? Is that what that is?
I think that's a lot of it. I mean, it's always hard to tell what is just the natural stability of more time under your belt, and what, you know, specifically came from the group. But the group, as far as, you know, giving me peace of mind and less stress, it reassured me of how to do things. It helped me know of industry best practices that, you know, maybe I don't know how to operate this way. Well, the industry best practice is this. And so, you know, that's always a good starting point. And I always look at it as like, you know, I'm an airplane taking off. In the beginning, you just got to get speed and like try to get off the ground. And then if you get off the ground, then is the time to, you know, adjust and try to level out. And, you know, that's not always the most smooth process, but, you know, there's an endless amount of fine tuning you can do, but you got to get in the air first. And that's what the first few years have been.
Man, that's a really good analogy. That's a really good analogy. I've never heard of it that way before.
Nice.
So one last question. Yeah. Fill in the blank here for all the entrepreneurs out there listening. If you do this with your business or with yourself, so if you do blank with your business or with yourself, you'll be successful.
I would say listen to your customer base and I guess, yeah, listen before you respond or you react. I look at, I would say 90% of the issues that people have with a mechanic shop, with the automotive industry, is based on communication breakdowns. So, you know, when a customer expresses a frustration, are they frustrated at you? Are they just frustrated because their car broke down? You know, I mean, I think I have found that most people are pretty rational when they can tell you care and that you're listening to them. And so I think in general, like that's been a huge thing for us as far as building trust. But I think it's also, you know, you need to know where to put your resources and who better to tell you than your customers. So that's, I would say that'd be my recommendation, is listen to what your customers have to say and then go over and above to deliver it.
Nice. Well, Ryan, thanks for being on the show, man. This is some really, really good golden nuggets that at least I've taken from this interview from you. I'm really grateful that you could be on our show.
Yeah, and sorry about the microphone confusion, but I'm glad to do it yeah, thank you.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. We got it all figured out. It's really good. We'll go back and edit it and do all that stuff. Everybody, this has been another episode of Open for Business Live with Aggressive Marketing Solutions. We're so grateful Ryan could be on our show. And I hope that you took some golden nuggets from things that he said on how you can be successful implementing systems, finding mentors or masterminds to really get out of the flounder stage and really, like he said, pick up some speed and lift off and then level out later. I really love that analogy. So this has been another episode of Open for Business. Everybody have a great day and go make some success for yourself. See you later. This video has been brought to you by Aggressive Marketing Solutions. If you need a team of marketing strategists to help you build your brand on social media, then go and visit aggressive.com today.